Good afternoon, WVCP listeners. Welcome to the Vol State Chat. This is the weekly talk show that takes you inside the college to let you know what's happening both in our academic programs as well as our activities and community events. I am your host, Jeff Ray. In the studio this week with me is Janice Heron and Chloe Duvall. We all work in the public relations office here at Vol State. Welcome, team.
Hey.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So we are wrapping up another semester here at Vol State, and I thought it'd be neat just to look back on some of our guests that we had over our first season of the Vol State Chat. We kicked off the platform last August, and Eric Melcher did a great job organizing and launching the chat. Chloe and Winnie have been a big part of the show since the beginning, and Janice and I joined the crew this past spring and have been enjoying our time with the show. Chloe, as a senior member here, what are some of your highlights from our first season?
Yeah, I mean, I remember some really incredible students that we brought on the chat, such as Isaiah Perry, who is a basketball player here, and he's also in a gospel group that goes around and tours around the U.S., which is like, I remember interviewing him. We also had a really interesting student, Mason McCardia, who's an actor, and he was actually just recently in like the Black Keys music video. He's on a billboard for the Escape Game somewhere. Something I've realized coming to Vol State is how much talent there is here and how many talented students there are. So I've definitely been able to interview some really cool people on this chat that I had the pleasure of talking to. What about you, Janice?
Yeah, so my first podcast show was with Larry Jobe, and he's a student that has just recently graduated. We had the best time hearing about his story and really his whole life that would lead up to being at Vol State. And his daughter, I don't know if the listeners remember, but he was really hoping his daughter would be at graduation, and she did in fact make it. And I was able to find them and somehow got a picture of them. So that was really wonderful. But yes, it's been wonderful to be a part of this podcast and looking forward to many more.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely going to miss Winnie.
Yes.
But I think she was just such an incredible asset to the show and everything. But we're moving along. We're moving along, and the Vol State Chat is still alive. So
yes, it is.
So one of the big highlights that we had last fall was the 50th anniversary of Vol State. And we had some amazing guests that we brought out to the show, and we did actually a live podcast that day. We had some of the original students from when we opened back in 1971. We had some of the old faculty that was from there too. And I think one of their guests was actually Winnie's grandfather that attended here back in the day, mm-hmm. and so forth. So that was a big celebration there. And I know we were all a big part of that too. And that was actually my first step into joining this podcast team and stuff. So it was really fun and enjoyable time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that sure. Was a huge event to put on, and I think it went very well, and I really enjoyed the nothing but cupcakes.
That's so true, yeah.
No, and it was so cool. We had Chloe singing live for that event, which was really wonderful as well.
Yeah, no, that was super fun for sure. I think that was just a nice celebration of how far Vol State has come, you know?
Yes.
And I really enjoyed playing there. I met some really awesome people, and we did the radio show completely live.
Yes.
Which was a really cool opportunity. But yeah, playing there was amazing.
Well, we're so glad that, you know, we could have you.
Yeah, totally.
You've definitely been a big part of the show, and I know we just had you on a few weeks back, and you released a new song and so forth. So you want to give us a quick update on how that's going?
Yeah, totally. So Ego has been out for, I want to say, almost 2 weeks now. So I've been working really, really hard on my second song, actually. So I just launched a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo to raise money for my next music video, because I want to launch my second song with a music video. So that's what I've been working on. Lots of fun stuff. We've already reached 30% of my goal. So it's super exciting for sure.
How do you deal with like releasing a brand new song and then you're already face forward towards another goal and project? I mean, that must be hard to balance.
Yeah. I don't know. So I'm just constantly stressed.
Yeah.
Just constantly working. I never get a break, but I love doing it.
Sure.
So it's okay.
That's good. Because it's got to be a balancing act. in a way to be a musician and a growing artist. And
yeah.
It is a juggling
and
a
student
act. Student, yes.
An employee here at Fall State.
That's so right.
All that to balance and everything else. And
yeah, totally.
All the fun classes and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely not the only student who can relate to the whole, like, I don't even know how I'm, like, a student right now, and I'm doing all of these things outside of classes. But it's like, I feel like as students, we just want to get as much experience as possible, and that's me right now. Like, I just want to do everything, and I want to release my music, and I want to work in social media, and I want to get my degree, and I want to do all these things, but I feel like it'll definitely be.
It definitely will. I feel like people that are creative, they deal with what you're talking about it, are talking about just juggling so many different things.
Yeah, for sure.
But making it all work.
Yeah, as long as you give yourself a break. But there's so many creative people here at Ball State.
Absolutely.
That I've talked to who are also like that. So.
Yes. It must run in the creative territory.
It does.
I think so. And I think we got plenty of talented people here on campus and so forth. And I know this past spring, we had a group in here talking about the Skills USA competition. We had professors and leaders that took groups down to the state competition and won all three of the categories that Ball State participated in, finished first in all three of those categories, I shall say.
Go ahead, Ball State. So
we did great success down there, and we're looking to expand the program, and we have a great base of students to pick from here at Ball State. So just another notch in Ball State's book here to success and everything else that we have going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a great first season here on the Ball State Chat, and we're looking forward already to the next season. But before we head to our break here, I just want to send out a thanks to all our guests that took the time out of their week to join us on the show. And we look forward to coming back in the fall and having another great season. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Ball State Chat here on the campus radio station, WVCP 88.5 FM.